Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking, I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today, including Monday, so the Monday update on weekends. Betty Rock, did it go as planned for you this weekend?
Yes, it was good. I got to spend some time with friends and with mom and dad, and yeah, it was a good weekend.
What did you do with friends again on Friday night? Did you have a
I went
game
to a
night?
Birthday party.
Birthday party, okay.
Yes, and then met up with some other friends for dinner.
Okay.
And then Saturday, I went to go see my mom and dad, got a good home-cooked meal.
Would you have dumplings of some sort?
Yeah, you know, possum dumplings. That's how it always is. Then Sunday was church, and then I went out to eat with some friends afterwards.
Nice. All right, well, that's good. Gavin, did you get all your moving stuff worked on it?
It's just like this slow buildup. Tonight, we have small group, and we're probably going to see the person, because Haley's been nervous to text them and... in essence, demand in a date.
Get out of this house.
Basically. But tonight, we should be able to get an official date so that we can...
bring brownies.
Brownies.
It works better. Cream cheese pearl brownies. Like, and you're like, hey, not for nothing, but when did you say you guys are moving out? Oh, would you like a brownie?
Next weekend, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Can we move that up a little bit? Yeah, here's some more. There's plenty more where that came from. Maybe even a whole plate for you when you give us an actual date.
But we did find out something today about the new house that Gavin was sharing with us, that there's a good chance he's going to have to be a man.
Oh, yeah, I will have to battle more bugs at this next place because we live in a second story apartment. So, you know, maybe every once in a while they find their way in. But in this, you know, ranch style home that has a lot of, you know, trees and bushes around us. And I've heard that there are going to be more wasps. But okay. Haley says she likes mowing the lawn. So maybe she'll do that. Yeah,
really?
It's like a weird thing that I would be fine doing it, but she enjoys doing it.
I have never made my wife mow a lawn. In 33 years that we've been together, I've never made her mow the lawn. She said she's capable of doing it. Not sure if I believe that. She said she used to mow it when she was a kid, and I'm like, okay. But just because I was raised that way, it was like... you don't make your wife mow the lawn. But then I was over at my friend's house, and he's got like a 16-year-old daughter, and she starts mowing the lawn. He's like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
I know. Although she just mows around things. She doesn't move things that need to be moved. And he's like, I know, she's just going to mow around it. And so as she's mowing, I walked over and moved stuff. I'm like, hey, you might want to move this stuff so you can mow
before
it.
Before you mow?
So you don't drive your dad crazy.
That's
funny.
Oh, boy. I tried to drive my dad's lawnmower. And it didn't
See, you've
go
even
well.
Got a riding lawnmower. Like, that's the bomb.
Yeah.
Instead of
cool.
pushing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is Haley's there to protect you and kill bugs too. So
I don't know how I'm gonna handle like kids someday.
Oh, I know.
Dad, come kill this! Haley, I'm like, where's mom?
I know you'll lose your mind. Yeah, I've gotten so many calls to kill something in my house. Like, oh man. And then sometimes I feel bad for it. Like if it just startles me and I kill it, it's one thing. But when I've actually had to get up and go hunt it down, and then I'm like, oh man, I feel bad as a little moth or something. I try to get it out first without killing it.
Really?
Unless it's like a roach or something like that, then they're dead to me.
Little things.
But like a little moth that's just like trying to find his way to
it's
the
still
light.
Dead.
No, really?
All of them are dead.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's a bug, it's dead. Except for a lightning bug. I'll keep those. I'll catch it and I'll release
it. You said that
so
country.
Cute.
She did. Lightning bug. Except for one of them, they're lightning bugs.
A lightning bug.
You know, my mama used to call me lightning bug because I was so bright.
And light shined out of my rear.
Yeah, I see that actually. Oh boy. All right, so let's get into some of the other stuff here. Oh, I didn't sleep last night. Because I've started to undertake this project. I needed a project in my life, and I wanted to make it a project where I was moving and you know, that was redoing a house or whatever, and then that just hasn't happened. And so I started on this path of refinancing my house with United Faith Mortgage, and oh man, I cannot tell you how great that experience is. Like going through finding a contractor and then looking up research on how to do an outdoor fireplace myself, because I want to do a lot of the work myself, but certain things I have to have farmed out. And I just laid there in bed just thinking of this stuff last night, and my mind would not shut off. And I tossed and I turned and I was thinking, oh, I could do this and I could do like when I get on a task or on a project, it just consumes me. And my wife was telling me, because my daughter does the same thing, and she's always done it from the time she was a little kid. And she was like, now do you see where she gets it? Because it used to drive me crazy. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's me. And so I slept horribly last night.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure I'll fall asleep on the couch today.
That's what I'm worried about tonight. Like, actually learning the date is going to be a great thing. But as soon as I know it, I think tonight I'll just be laying in bed doing exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, and then you mentioned small group. I think I'm back in small group.
Oh, boy.
I know.
The joy.
It's so bad. Like, because I like the people a lot. But the small group
but
thing.
But not enough.
Yeah, like, because before at least it was like walkable. I would walk down four houses to the small group. Now I'm going to have to drive somewhere.
Oh.
And then I need to get out early enough so that I can drive home.
But there is a pro to this.
What is it?
Because last time when it was in walkable distance, you couldn't like say, oh, my car has
got
a flat tire.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, I'm not home right now while both of my cars are in the driveway. Yeah. Yeah. And again, I feel really bad about this because it's not that, again, it's not that I don't like the people. I like the people and I like talking about just life stuff and things like that. I always just feel weird sitting in a room and having like religious conversations where it's awkward and people kind of chime in and then they don't. Mm-hmm. And then you have all these weird silences and the person leading asking questions and no one answering. And then so you want to fill in all that dead space, because that's what I do every day on the air, is fill in dead space. And, you know, or I really want to debate something. And you're like, God, that's not the place, because I'll take the very unpopular opinion, you know, and it just, and that's like not healthy either in that environment. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, yeah. But it's one of those things, talking about compromises on the show, if you've already heard the aftercast, my wife loves small group.
Aww.
And so like, this is one of those
things.
Well,
it's things her that, one outing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, this is, she loves it. And so like, this is a thing where I have to acquiesce and be like, okay, I will go and I put a smile on and like go and like be into it. Like you can't, cause like that's when sometimes you do that. Like you give into something for somebody, but then you are passive aggressive about it, or you make them feel bad for it. Then that's not doing it out of love either, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's what I have to, cause I have to fight my sense of humor with it. And then like just kind of be excited about it. So. Yeesh. All right, let's get into some of the stuff here. We learned that Jeff Bezos, he is the multi-billionaire, like just crazy $100 billion this guy has from Amazon. It looks like he's going to space, and not like in the next year, like in weeks. his rocket ship is ready to go. I mean, that's what happens when you have that kind of money. You can build rocket ships.
Yeah, that's true. It makes me wonder, though, like, maybe they've been planning this for years.
Oh, I don't know. They didn't just start yesterday.
But to me, I would think his insurance has to be insane. And also, he might have to sign like some kind of special will for his kids.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because him and his brother are both going up. It's like millions of dollars to get a ride on this thing. Only six people are going into space with them. I mean, how cool would it be to be the first privatized space flight? Like, especially if you're a millionaire. Like, if you're an actor and you're worth $100 million, take $2 million or $3 million, whatever, $6 million, whatever it costs, and do this.
Go to space.
Absolutely. And what I thought was kind of cool, though, is I know Bezos gets a lot of grief. You know, he had a very public divorce, and people are like, you're just greedy because you made all this money. It's like, yeah, but he also created a company that sends us stuff in a day, and we all love it.
And employs a lot of people.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, fine, go knock yourself out. Like, you earned it.
He might.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, but he said, like, it's always been a dream of his as a child to go to space. And I mean, I think it's kind of cool that he gets to live out a childhood dream. Mm-hmm. Like, he worked, built a company, and now he's, you know, receiving the fruits of that labor. So good on him. I have zero problem with that.
I agree with you. I would never do it. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Nope. Oh, I wouldn't. Nope.
I don't feel like I've heard and seen all of the Tesla rocket tests.
Yes, where not
they
going
say
well.
They're not going well. But I haven't heard about or seen any amount of, like, Bezos rocket tests.
Are they going to do anything when they get there?
That's a good question.
Look around. Like, hey, this is great. They're going to float. Like, what else do you want? You're in space
for
floating.
I'm just
view.
Asking a question. I don't know if they're trying to, like, get with the aliens and give them prime membership.
I think there were, yes.
Make more money.
I think there were some people on the flight that were going to conduct different experiments and stuff. I think. I'm not 100% sure. I read something they're really fast in passing. Yeah. Yeah, they're just going to sit there and be like, hey, this is cool, man, right? And then just come back down. Hmm. Like, I would love it if, like, all you had to do to train to be an astronaut was, like, watch space movies, like, and, like, okay, this could go wrong. You know, you're gonna have to, like, Apollo 13 make a air scrubber out of a square thing and some duct tape, like,
and if Matt Damon with the astronaut, you got to plant some potatoes.
Yeah, and then you've got, like, if there's an asteroid situation, you're gonna have to drill down and put a nuclear bomb in there, like
and
if that
get
was
Aerosmith
it,
to sing. I don't want to close my eyes.
So good. His daughter in that movie, I think, is great though. Liv Tyler, I thought she was great in that. Mm-hmm. She didn't do a ton of movies. Like, I don't think she did a ton.
I think she's in one of those Lord of the Rings, isn't she?
Was she really? Liv Tyler.
I think so.
She was in That Thing You Do.
Yeah,
and
that's
she's
where I know her.
Great in that. Like, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
The
Wasn't
music
she like
in that
queen?
Was so good.
Yeah,
or
she
princess?
Was she was like an elf, I think.
Oh, really?
I think
like
so.
Like a main character, I think.
Yeah. In Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Yeah, main-ish. You've got like the main Frodos and
I've never seen
all
it.
Them.
I've never seen it.
I'm surprised that you have you?
I looked her up one time.
Oh, okay.
And I saw that was one of her roles, and I was because I wondered what she was doing, and I was like, oh. Had no idea.
All right. Well, here's one more thing. This hit me from a story that we did today. We were talking about how there's this these two women. Again, if you've heard this story, this we didn't get to this part of the story. If you've already heard the podcast, but there were these two women that both had their husbands needing a kidney. They were in the bathroom talking, found out that each of them had a blood type that would match the other person's husband. They got tested, and they each donated a kidney to the other one's husband. Thereby, both families now have a new lease on life. Great story. Like, how in the world does that happen? And then I was talking about how, like, the interesting thing to me is that in this story, one of the families is black and one of the families is white. And it never comes up, like, in the story at all. It's just, you know, hey, they just gave a kidney. And in reality, that is, I mean, how it should be, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's just people doing right by each other. Like, mm-hmm. But then in the news, I was thinking about this. The news always leads with white cop shoots black guy, you know, kind of thing. It's always that same narrative. It's always pitting race against each other. It's always the forefront of the story. Mm-hmm. Like there was a story in Hawaii about and it said, no one protests white cop shooting of a black man. And then you start digging into the thing and it's like, Like, you know, he was defenseless. And it's like, wait, he was in somebody else's home and the lady freaked out. And they're like, yeah, black man is just threatening. Like, wait, he's in somebody else's home and he fought the police. Like,
say that's threatening.
Yeah, I would. I don't care what race you are. If you're in my home, we have a problem, you know, and whether you're there by mistake or not. I don't know all the details because each side has their story to it. But it ended up in an altercation. And then it was just, I mean, it's another big mess. But like, it seems like to me, and I don't know if this would be worse or not, but like while we're in this race or this heightened state of race where we're not, you know, where we're not at the point where just a good story is just a good story or a bad story is just a bad story and race isn't part of it, it seems like to me if you do all the negative story of white cop shoots black man, then the positive stuff should be white and black family bond together. You know, like it should at least be somewhere noted, you know, to combat the myriad or the multitude of negative racial stories. It seems like now we should maybe be highlighting the fact that it was people of different races versus downplaying it. I'm wondering if it would be better to to promote that, to put that out as the other side of what you see on the media every day and all the negativity, you know? And I think that's probably not a bad thing. I'm sure people would have a different opinion, like, no, we don't want to do that because that's, you know, furthering a racial divide, but or you're, you know, benefiting from it or something. I don't know. It seems like people could have a pushback to that, but I don't think that would be the worst thing in the world.
I feel like
actually,
this is something that I know I've said before in the past on an aftercast. I think we all would agree. Yeah, because there's just so much negativity out in the world. There's so much negativity. They have 24 hours to fill. They're going to do it with negative news.
But it's weird. Like if you said, you know, white couple helps black couple, or, you know, then they'd be like, what? Why are you doing that? You know, I think there'd be a really big pushback to that.
You can't bring up race unless it's in a negative
Yeah, that's story. That's really what it feels like. It's like, it you know, because then you're trying to co-opt off of it, or you're trying to not manipulate it, use it for, you know, your own agenda or whatever. But I'm like, that's what happens on the negative
side, too.
That's
exactly what you do with negative news.
Absolutely.
You don't have a news station unless you have really compelling stories.
Right.
And so you use a compelling, what's compelling? Oh, race is compelling.
Absolutely.
Right now. So let's just run this story back and forth.
Absolutely. And run it into the ground. So anyway, that was just a couple of thoughts I had on that as a follow-up to that other story. But we can have that conversation here because you're potties and you rule. All right, what do you got, Lady Rock?
Joaquin Phoenix, ooh, we all know that he is vegan, but he said recently in an interview that
my best friend's vegan. I don't know if I brought that up before or not.
Come moving on.
Facebook.
His son
Nicole.
Stop. Okay, so Joaquin Phoenix. He has a son named River, which I think is awesome because that's
River
the
Phoenix?
Name of his brother that passed away.
Oh wait, oh that's right. I'm like, I know that name, River Phoenix. I thought it was a movie, but you're right. He died like on a street in Hollywood, like outside of the Viper
Halloween,
Room, I think.
Halloween night. Yeah. But anyways, he has a son named River, and he said that he's not going to impose his beliefs on his child, meaning he's not going to make his child eat vegan.
Okay.
But he did say that he will teach him where meat comes from.
Okay.
Won't keep him shy of that. Won't keep him from Happy Meals, but he will say, you know, there's nothing happy about a Happy Meal.
Yeah.
And that he'll read him books that have farm animals in it. But he will also explain as he's going through the book, this is what these animals are used for.
So, yeah, he is ultimately going to be putting his values on his child, which, you know what? It's your kid. You have the right to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we as Christians put our Christian values into our kids every day. We send them to, you know, Sunday school from the time they're old enough to go, because that's the whole idea. So to say that you're not going to push it on him is not accurate, because if you're like, you know, going out to eat and then like, oh yeah, you can get a Happy Meal. Oh, by the way, remember those cows we passed on the way to get here?
Yeah,
they're hitting the head
like
with a hammer. Yeah, you know.
Guilt you the whole time.
Yeah, but like, so, I mean, I do respect parents though that are honest with their kids. You know, you got to be balanced with it, but I'm sure he won't be, but because we all have our agendas.
Have you been honest with Haley about where meat comes from?
Oh, yeah, they don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. Like, that's the worst thing in the world. But I can't stop. But like,
you're part of the problem.
Oh, I have 100% happily, and but I get like wanting to indoctrinate your kid and into your ways, but it's really hard to be completely unbiased in that. There, I remember there was a video called Meat Emmy. E.T., your meat, M-E-A-T, and it was probably like a PETA type thing or whatever, but it's like pretty gruesome about where animal meat comes from and where your hamburger comes from, you know?
Yeah, and I've seen those come up, and I don't want to watch them because I'm afraid that it will make me a vegan.
Well,
I love my chicken nuggets.
Yeah, it'll make you a vegan for like 10 minutes. If you're not predisposed to being a vegan, like I don't see you ever being a vegan.
But I don't want to feel guilty every time I eat chicken.
Oh yeah, I get it.
Like, what I don't know won't hurt.
Yeah,
me.
Just don't think about it. Like I can't. Because I've tried to eat just a salad before. It's not the same.
Happy life.
No, it's not. It's not.
They make things like they use veggies and make them feel like chicken nuggets. I've tried those.
Yeah.
And they're not terrible.
Yeah. Anything that's not terrible is not food. Like when you say it's not terrible, then that's not dinner.
You don't want to live your life with like, oh, my life wasn't terrible.
Right.
Like, I want to live a good life.
Exactly.
Well, what about the chickens? Maybe they want to live a good life too.
They're not going to heaven. Who cares?
God like gave us dominion over the animals, and like somebody ate the first animal. And I'm having a figure, and it was probably Adam. Like after the fall, because I think before the fall they were all buddies.
Once he had the option, he's like, that sounds really good actually.
So sin enters the world. You have the fall, and then it's like, well, I could have a chicken nugget, or I could have this plant. You know what he chose. He's picking his teeth with a chicken bone. Like, that's what Adam did.
Oh, that needs to be the title.
Picking his teeth with a chicken bone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I don't see them not ever, like, totally telling their kids. Like, I know my daughter, like, she would have wanted to know or ask questions about it. And then when I was, you know, and so I kept information away from her as well. Cause the last thing I need is a miniature vegan in my house trying to make me feel guilty every time I eat a steak. Absolutely not. I want no part of that.
I think the problem comes from not eating animal. Well, maybe it does for some, but I think it also comes from just how they're farmed, because it's all about money. It's all about not keeping them in a good environment. And I totally support that.
Right.
So then people are like, well, let's do the free range. I'm all for that too. That's awesome.
I know, but it costs you so much more.
It does cost you more, but you're supporting the lives of the chicken.
I know.
No, you're not. You're eating a chicken. Yeah, he's dead.
The end result is the same.
He had a happy ending.
Like Dave Argazzi, he's like, he had hobbies. I feel bad eating that free-range chicken. He had a goal. He had dreams. He's like, I want to eat the chicken that they came out to me today and said, hey, he was depressed. We think he was going to take his own life anyway. You're like, yes.
Wow.
That's the chicken I want to eat.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I get it. I think you have to have respect for the animals. And not, I mean, I get all the tiny cages and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think there is a way to do it as humanely as possible.
But I will say that there is a passage in the Bible. I don't remember who it was. I'm sure someone will be yelling at
the book of Deuteronomy.
Aftercast. But he didn't want to eat meat. And then something about a vision where there are animals that came down from heaven. Do you remember this? And God said something like, don't call things unclean that I've made clean.
Oh, okay.
Looking that up?
I don't know. There's a 1 Corinthians 8:13. Paul said, wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend.
So, Paul's talking about like, yeah, I can eat meat, but if it offends somebody, then, you know, I probably shouldn't. Yeah. Now he's going to get stop by the Galilee McDonald's on the way home, but he just won't eat it. Yeah. He just won't eat it in front of them. You know, just nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Here we go. It's Peter.
Ooh. Okay. Yes. You got
it's
it.
In Acts 10:15.
Okay. Interesting.
God said to him, the voice spoke to him a second time, do not call anything impure that God has made clean.
Okay.
But that might have also gone to sacrifices to pagan
gods. And I think that was in Jewish law and stuff too, and they were trying to navigate all that good stuff between Jews and Gentiles. Let's do some birthdays here.
Let's do it. We have one. It's from Carissa.
Okay.
So happy birthday, yes! Carissa!
Happy birthday from all of us to you! What's your birthday?
Hey! The question is, if each of you had a theme song that played every time you walked into the room, what would it be?
Let's start with you, Lady Rock. What would yours be?
This is the first one that came to my mind, even though that I don't really like the artist, but it's Jason Aldean's
Oh, that's
Country.
Right. You hate Jason Aldean, but I like him.
Country.
Yes.
From a cowboy boots to her down home route, she's country.
It would take the edge off when I start talking.
Yeah, I'd say that you are Southern more than country. I've never seen you wear a pair of cowboy boots. You do wear the camo hats like you're wearing right now. And so I would say that you are Southern more than country.
Now, see, I would put it the other way.
Really?
I would say Southern to me says like Nashville.
Yeah.
Whereas country to me sounds more like...
Okay.
Hunting, fishing.
Kind of like Luke Bryan used to say, I'm a plowboy, not a cowboy. And that's why he wears...
Luke Bryan
that's
needs
why
to go
he wears
somewhere else.
Cowboy hats and not...
he doesn't wear cowboy hats.
No, that's why he wears
ball caps.
Baseball hats, ball caps instead of cowboy hats. Yeah. Okay.
Ugh.
Gavin.
I think this is the song I wish was my theme song, and I wish it was the approach I took to life. And it's the Hamilton My Shot.
Oh.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my
there you go. Like you just come in blazing.
Yeah.
Even to your doctor's appointments where you've got to get a shot.
Oh, that definitely. But sometimes, even when I get home, you want to get home and be relaxed and enjoy your day. But sometimes I think I get home and I just kind of throw the day away. Like, I'll work sometimes, but, you know. Most of the time, I feel like I throw it away. Like, I wish I was going home and being like, what else can I do?
I'm going to get on
productive.
A treadmill today.
Oh, no,
you know?
No,
yeah,
no.
I'm going to get on a spin bike. How's your spin bike going?
I still like it. I haven't done it for the last week or so because our house is in that chaotic state of boxes being in a lot of places. But it'll be nice because instead of it being in the corner of our bedroom, it'll be in a different room in the next house. So that'll be a little bit nicer.
There you go. And mine would be this one.
Oh.
Mine's a home improvement theme. For two reasons. One, because I like to fix things and I like to do that kind of...
And you can't sit still.
Home repair project. Yeah, my daughter the other day was like, you know what? I really want to find somebody like you that can just fix stuff and things like that. I'm like, oh, that makes my heart nice. But then the other part of it is whether it's physical things or just people things, I like to fix stuff. I like to fix people. I like to fix things.
Yeah,
and I like to be involved.
Sometimes people don't want to be fixed.
You know
sometimes
what?
Sometimes they just want to be heard.
And those are the people that need to be fixed the most.
My word.
So there you go. That is mine, and that is everybody's.
Wait, coming from the guy who has his own podcast and aftercast who wants to be heard 24/7,
yes. Yeah.
You're the one that needs to be fixed the most then.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm fine. Perfect picture of health.
Okay.
We'll talk about why I cried in Arby's tomorrow on the show. So.
Can't wait.
Yeah, listen for that. All right, that's going to do it for your aftercast, and as always, thanks for being a potty.